Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
7:15 on this Friday morning, March 5th. It's going to be a nice weekend, man. Highs of 73 today, then a 20% chance for rain this evening. And between 6 p.m., well, this afternoon, between 6 p.m. and 2 a.m., an 80% chance for showers. But the weekend's going to be marvelous. Highs of 66 both days, with ample sunshine, plenty of sunshine. Of course, when we talk to our next guest, Andy Smith, director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center, we always begin with a game of weather hold'em. So, Andy, I tell you what I got, and right now I'm sitting on 50 degrees in Belchase. What you looking at there in New Hampshire?
Nah, we're about at 20. So you got to beat by a few dozen degrees. So we won't be out on the golf course today.
Okay, and a lot of snow still, or what's going on up there?
I've got about 3 inches still on the ground here. We had some warm weather to warm it up a bit. We had a nice storm come through. So earlier this week, we had low temperatures down around zero with 40, 50-mile-an-hour winds. So it's not quite a hurricane because we didn't have the warm weather behind it, but we had like a winter hurricane here, a lot of power outages.
I got a kid who lives in North Louisiana. The first time it snowed, she was delighted. Second time, okay. Third time, that's enough. So apparently you got to be ready for it. It was the power outage did her in and the boiled water order. Let's talk about what happened in the stimulus in the Senate yesterday. I love this paragraph from the New York Times, just in terms of the process, not the partisanship of this. But it says, in the Senate, where even the most mundane tasks are subject to arcane rules, any senator can exploit them to cause havoc. What happened yesterday in terms of reading this bill that Senator Ron Johnson brought up, and then Chuck Schumer was like, well, can he do this or not?
Well, I think that shows one thing about Chuck Schumer, who has not been in that leadership position. He probably doesn't understand all of the rules that are out there. I think maybe the only person in the Senate that really understands all of the ins and outs of the Senate rules is Mitch McConnell. He was known for that early on. But what Ron Johnson did was it exploited a rule that says that if a senator requests it, that a bill can be read on the floor or needs to be read on the floor. And this bill clocks in at about 628 pages, which took quite some time to go through and read the bill. It's a stalling tactic. It's not going to change anybody's minds within the Senate. But I think what Republicans are doing is hoping that by stalling this, they can point out some of the things that they find unfavorable in that legislation and try to make put public pressure on Democrats or just a couple Democrats to break from the group.
When it comes to these bills, because if you've ever read one, I know you have, Andy, I'm talking to the listeners here, you know, you got a lot of legalese in there, and you got to sit back and go, wait, now this says what, and that means what, which could cause this, if, when, how? Do they have staffers that go through portions of these things that break down each segment for them? Because I can't imagine a senator sitting there, and maybe they should, but I just can't imagine them sitting there pouring through 628 pages of a bill and comprehending every ramification implication of it.
No, typically what happens is that there will be some people that both the Republicans and the Democrats have, who are lawyers, who read through, who track down all of those things. One of the most frustrating things is bills is that it references other bills. So you have to go and find what that section in the previous bill mentions in order to tie things all together. But you'll have lawyers that go through and put all that together, write a synopsis for their members. And the members are essentially told how they should vote on these things. And the other thing that the members will do, they'll have one eye on public opinion within their states and look at that, too, to maybe see if they can go against their leadership. But on this
talk,
I don't think anybody's going against the leadership.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the substance when we come back of the bill. But I always like to talk a little bit about process because, you know, it is how the sausage is made. Sometimes it's ugly. Sometimes it's boring. Sometimes it's interesting. But it is part of the process. Andy Smith is our guest. We'll talk about the Senate relief bill, stimulus bill, whatever you want to call it. A lot of people are saying that's a misnomer because of how much of it directly deals with stimulus. But we'll drill down on that when we come back. Andy Smith, director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center. Next half hour, we're going to help you manage your money with Mark Rosa, president and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. If you want to get ready, go to my page at WWL.com and look for the calculator. And when you find that calculator, you can enter your information and go through it, the personal debt consolidation calculator. And then hang on, because at 7:45, Mark is going to walk us through it. Right now, 7:20, time for traffic on WWL. 7:24, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to our friend Andy Smith, director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center, about the, I'll call it so-called stimulus bill. Andy, about how much of this bill directly deals with stimulus? I've heard different numbers bandied about. As far as you know, it's almost $2 trillion in total. About how much of that goes to coronavirus or COVID-19 relief?
Well, it depends on how you define that term, and that's really the problem. So is it relief in that it's going to help pay for vaccinations or health care? There's that aspect of relief. Is it the financial relief for individual people? Now we're looking at about a $1,400 check if you make with certain caps based on your income. Is it relief to businesses? Is it relief to states who lost revenue or spent money on this? I think this is one where how you define relief is going to determine whether you believe this is going to provide, quote, relief to Americans. But it does have, as Congress typically likes to do, has a lot of things that may only be tangentially related to COVID, but it's going to help out their supporters. So I'd be hesitant to say what the actual amount of relief is because it all depends on how you define it.
So what's in and what's not in terms of, I guess, who gets a check, student loan forgiveness, et cetera, is this going to go, is Joe Manchin on board now? Because you mentioned earlier before the break about right along party lines. Is this going to be a 51-50 vote to get out of the Senate and then go back to the House?
Not sure yet. I think it is. I think some of the Republican tactics, like Johnson's reading of the bill yesterday, might backfire a little bit. It might cause people to say, you know, Jesus, let's stop this. I just want to go home. We know what the outcome is about to be. There may be some concessions that Democrats make to kind of lower the cost a little bit. I think there's some rumblings that may happen. But today there's going to be a range of amendments that are proposed, but I think Democrats want to get this done as quickly as possible, and I think that they're going to try to keep people on board. Manchin and maybe some other more moderate Democrats may waver, but it's not looking like that now. I thought that there would be an attempt to make this more bipartisan. I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think that the Republicans are wanting to give the president a win, and I don't think that Democrats want to be seen as buckling to the Republicans on any of these things. So, you know, maybe I was hopeful, too hopeful that we'd see some bipartisanship in Congress. But, you know, there's still some time.
Yeah, we can keep hoping. I guess that's all we can do. What about when it goes back to the House procedurally? What's going to happen?
Well, what the House and the Senate both have to pass identical bills, and then they will go to the Senate for signing. My sense is that the House recognizes what the Senate has done. They're the closer House. They're the ones who have to make sure that they appease more people because it is a 50-50 tie there. So I think what they'll do is they'll just take the Senate bill and pass it.
And then does it go back to the Senate if there are no changes made? Does it then go to the president's desk?
If there are no changes made, it goes to the president's desk, and you can pretty much guarantee the president will sign it. So, that's why the battle has always really been in the Senate. A lot of the things that were going on in the House that we talked about last week, like the minimum wage and so forth, those are kind of markers, placeholders, putting down a statement for your supporters. But it was really the Senate that was going to decide what was ultimately in this bill, simply because it is a 50-50 tie there with the vice president being the tiebreaker. And there's not any margin for error in the Senate. So the House is going to do what the Senate gives them.
Looking ahead, the next thing up for President Biden, and he was talking about this yesterday, I think it was, maybe with bipartisan group, about infrastructure. And that's going to be many of trillions, a couple of trillions at least as well. What's the timing on that? How important is that? Are Republicans dead set against infrastructure if it improvements the infrastructure a bill if it increases the debt? What's the official party line on that?
Well, I think what you're seeing with Republicans is they are remembering that they were a party of fiscal responsibility back when President Obama was president, and they kind of forgot about that while Trump was president. Now they're remembering it again. This is a typical thing that you see in Washington. So that may be the only card that they have to play for public support among Republicans that's kind of unifies Republican voters. Transportation bills are always possible, popular because you get a lot of goodies from it. You can point to the bridges and highways you built in your state. That'll help you get elected. So Republicans are likely to go along with a lot of that.
Maybe even get it named after yourself. Thank you, Andy.
Good to talk to you.
As always, sir, have a good weekend. Andy Smith, director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.